session. The topic today by Pastor Frank is true repentance and faithful services. Thank you so much, Brother Choi, for your faithful prayer for all the young children.
感谢主我们教会的小朋友越来越多，新来的家庭，新朋友也越来越多。
Thank our Lord, our church right now has more and more young children coming to our church, and more new friends visit our church and stay at our church.
我们可以说深深地感受到神对我们教会的祝福。
We truly felt the great blessings by our God toward our church.
我相信只要我们彼此相爱，而且按照神的带领，神必定会复兴我们的教会。
I truly believe as long as we love each other, care each other, our church will be thriving, will be revived by the Lord.
那今天和大家思想的题目是 真心悔改，忠心侍奉。
Today, we're going to talk about the topic of truthful repentance and faithful service.
那上个主日我们分享到约柜的启示。
Last Sunday, we talked about the revelation of the Ark of God.
那我们理解到约柜固然是象征神的同在。
We all know the Ark of God represented God was with his people.
但是以色列人却不听从神的话。
But the Israelites did not follow and obey God's holy words.
所以单单是有约柜也是没有用的。
So even though they had the Ark of God, it was no use.
所以以色列人就惨败。
Therefore, the Israelites was greatly, sadly defeated by their enemies.
而且神的约柜呢，也被敌人掳走了。
And of course, the Ark of God was captured by their enemies.
被谁掳走呢?
Who captured the Ark of God?
非利士人。
It was Philistines.
请大家来看撒母耳记上的5章1到4节。
Please look at the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 5.
我来读给大家听。
I'll read it for you.
非利士人将神的约柜从以便谢抬到雅士图。 非利士人将神的约柜抬进大滚庙，放在大滚的旁边。次日清早，亚述人起来见大滚扑倒在耶和华的约柜前，脸伏于地，就把大滚人立在原处。又次日清早起来见大滚扑倒在耶和华的约柜前，脸伏于地，并且注意大滚的头和两个手都在门槛上折断。
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 5. After the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, they took it from Abenizer and Ashdod. Then they carried the Ark into the Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day. There was Dagon, fallen on his face, on the ground before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place. But the following morning, when they rose, there was Dagon, fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. His head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained.
当时非利士人拜的偶像的名字叫做大滚。
At that time, the Philistines worshipped an idol. The name is called Dagon.
那他们把神的约柜放在大滚的庙里面。
They put the Ark of the Lord to the temple of Dagon.
非利士人没有想到这个大滚的偶像整个倒下来了。
The Philistines cannot imagine, did not realize the whole body of Dagon fall into the ground.
这个大滚中文很有意思，大滚真的是滚下来了。
In Chinese, Dagon means the great stone falling down.
而且很惨，因为这个大滚偶像的头跟这个手都折断。
It was very sad. The head and hands of the Dagon all falling into broken heart.
这给我们什么启示呢？
What can we learn from this story? What was the revelation?
就是耶和华是独一的真神嘛。
Jehovah is the one and only true God.
所有其他的偶像都是假的神。
All other idols are fake and foreign gods.
所以耶和华要让非利士人认识在宇宙万物当中只有一位神就是我们所敬拜的神。
Therefore, Jehovah, the true God, wants the Philistines to realize there is only one and only one true God. That's the God we're sincerely worshiping for.
因此他们很大的这个大的偶像就整个倒下来头跟手完全地断。
Therefore, the huge idol, the Dagon,Walk into a part on the ground.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有注意到一件事情。
Well, brothers and sisters, I do not know. Do you realize one thing?
整本圣经一直在强调一个真理。
The whole book of Bible only focuses on one truth.
就是只有一位神。
There is the one and only true God.
这一位神不仅是创造宇宙万物的神。
This is the God who created the whole universe.
而且他也是掌管一切所有的事。
And he is the God in power of everything.
包括我们人类的命运。
Including us, our human beings' life and fate.
因此对于我们这些被造的人来说。
Therefore, for us, we are the human beings. We are created by God.
那我们就需要单单的来尊崇敬拜这一位独一的真神。
We need to worship this one and only true God.
就是把神当得的荣耀归给他。
That means give all the glory to God because he deserved it.
这个真理非常重要。
That is a very important truth.
简单的来说就是顺神者昌，逆神者亡。我们看一下。
It is obedience brings wrath, but those who disobey will be cursed.
接下来，请大家来看《撒母耳记上》的七章二节。
Now let's look at the first book of Samuel, chapter 7, verse 2.
好，我们一起来读这七章二节。
Let's read together.
好，请来。约柜在基列耶领许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。
Back to the.The ark remained at Kiriath-Jearim a long time, 20 years in all. Then all the people of Israel turned back to the Lord.
过了二十年，以色列人都倾向耶和华。
After 20 years passed, all the Israel returned back to the Lord.
这个中文的倾向翻得很好。
In Chinese words, we translate.Return back to 倾向 That was a good translation.
意思是以色列人愿意靠近耶和华。
That was means the Israelites wanted to be close to God.
但是这是不够。
That was not enough.
因为他们本来就是神的选民嘛。
Because they were originally the chosen people by God.
难怪撒母耳对他们说。
No wonder Samuel said to them.
啊，我们看第三、第四节我。给大家听。
Please look at verse 3 and 4. I read it for you.
撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。”以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的。
So Samuel said to all the Israelites, If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtaroths, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtaroths,And serve the Lord only.
撒母耳要以色列人有一个清楚的表态。
So Samuel asked the Israelites, "You have to show your guys. You have to show God your clear attitude."
如果你们是真心诚意的归向神，那么你们就必须把外邦的偶像通通除掉。
If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods.
那当时的以色列人呢？他们是什么都拜。
Well, at that time, the Israelites they worship all kinds of idols.
他们虽然敬拜耶和华，同时他们也敬拜巴利偶像。
Even though they worship, the true God Jehovah, they also worship the different kind of idols like Baals.
那巴利是掌管下雨的男神。
Baals is a male god who was in charge of rain.
那以色列人希望这个农作物收成很好啊，所以外邦人拜巴利，以色列人也跟着拜巴利。
The Israelites wanted their crops always have a good harvest because the foreign nation, the Gentiles, they worship Baals, so the Israelites followed and also worshiped the Baals.
大家会不会觉得以色列人够糊涂吧？
Well, don't you think the Israelites so foolish?
另外一个偶像是亚斯塔鲁。
The other idol is called Astaroth.
亚斯塔鲁是一位女神。
Astaroth was a female god.
她就是巴利的老婆。
She was the wife of Baals.
那么亚斯塔鲁呢？这个女神是负责生育的。
Astaroth, this female god, who was in charge of fertility, giving birth.
所以如果谁想要小孩呢啊，就去敬拜这个亚斯塔鲁。
Therefore, anyone who wants to give birth to children, they will worship the idol of Astaroth.
所以我们理解在当时的异教的风俗是非常淫乱的。
Of course, at that time, there were all sorts of foreign customs. It was something was God definitely not pleased with.
因为在拜偶像的庙里面，他们提供庙祭，就是庙里面的祭。
Even though they come to the temple, even though they came to the temple to worship, even the temple provided prostitutes for them.
给那些敬拜的男人呢，来行淫苟合。
So those male who came to the temple can commit to adulteries.
这些都是神非常厌恶的事情。
Those were terrible actions. God absolutely feels disgusting.
为什么？
Why?
啊，我们看一下 PowerPoint。
Let's look at PowerPoint.
因为我们的神是绝对圣洁的神。
Because our God is absolutely a holy God.
所以神的百姓也当怎么样？圣洁。
So the people of God should be holy too.
这以色列人啊，完全忘记了他们的老祖宗当年神是如何恩待他们。
The Israelites totally forgot many generations of their ancestors.God truly blessed them.
而且神一直告诉他们，神是圣洁的神，所以神的百姓理当圣洁。
And God kept telling them, God is a holy, the people of God should be holy too.
但是很可惜，当时的以色列人把耶和华也当作其中的一位偶像来敬拜。
It was very sad. At that time, the Israelites also treated true God as one of the many idols they worship for.
难怪撒母耳要以色列人做一个选择。
No wonder Samuel asked the Israelites to make a right choice.
对他们说，你们要想清楚哦。
And told them, you need to think this through, think it carefully.
如果你们选择了耶和华，你们要做到三件事。
If you chose to worship God, the one and only true God, you need to do three things.
第一件事情就是大家一定要真心的悔改。
The first thing is, you all must truly repent.
第二件事情是大家必须除掉所有的偶像。
You all must get rid of all idols.
第三件事情是大家必须单单的来敬拜这位独一的真神。
You all must worship the one and only true God.
这给我们有什么启发呢？
So what can we learn from those sentences?
如果今天你选择了敬拜独一的真神，
So today, if you choose to worship one and only true God,
你就不能够再去敬拜其他的偶像。
You cannot worship any other idols.
也没有这个需要。
There's no use.
千万不要被世界的风俗所摇动。
Don't be influenced by this world's customs.
啊，我们常常听到人说
，We often heard people say this.
哎呀，你们基督教怎么这么狭窄呢
？Well, how come the Christianity you truly believe in is so narrow?
哦，你们看看其他的宗教，他们都非常的包容啊。
Look at other religions. They are so inclusive. They are always accepting.
你们基督教不是讲爱与包容吗
？Well, Christianity, you always talk about love.Talk about acceptance and inclusiveness.
我们是不是有听过这样的话
？Have you ever heard those words?
弟兄姐妹，你怎么回答嘞
？Brothers and sisters, how do you respond?
那爱与包容没有错。
Love and acceptance, no problem. They're right.
那是信仰的内容。
That's the content of the religion.
我们这里讲的是信仰的对象。
Now we're talking about who do we truly worship.
所以这是很大不同的两个主题吗
？They're totally two different topics.
那如果我有机会的话，我会这样回答。
If I have a chance, I will respond this way.
我们每个人是不是只有一位爸爸嘞
？Every single one of us, do we only have one biological father?
和我们有生命、有血缘关系的父亲呢
？There's one only biological father who has a tie in blood with us.
请问哪一个人有两个爸爸的
？Anybody have two biological fathers？
啊，我们看这个 PowerPoint 的每一
PowerPoint.
每一个人只有和自己生命血缘关系的亲生的爸爸。
Every one of us only have one biological father who has tie in blood with us.
照样，独一的真神是赐给我们生命的主。
Of course, the one and only true God is the true God who blessed us to have life.
因此被造的人和创造的神有这样一个生命连结的关系
Therefore, the God who is the creator and us human beings were created by God we have this tie by life
特别是属灵连结的关系
Especially, we have this connection through the spirit
而且这一位独一的真神不但赐给我们生命而且他还爱我们到底
And this one true GodNot only give us life, and also He loves us deeply.
这又带出了一个爱的关系的连接。
Now there's also a connection of love.
我们知道父母亲都非常爱自己的孩子。
Of course, we all know as a parents, we love our children deeply.
如果你的孩子喊别人爸爸
，If your children call the other person father,
你感觉怎么样
？How do you feel?
所以这和包不包容是完全不同的性质。
So it's nothing to do with acceptance and inclusiveness.
我们要强调的是我们信仰的对象到底是谁。
We are talking about who is the one we need to worship for.
再说到包容这方面。
Now talk about acceptance and inclusiveness.
大家都知道印度教有30,000+偶像。
We all know in Hindu religion,There are more than 30,000 idols.
够包容了吧
？Well, it's a pretty much acceptance and inclusiveness.
佛教里面也是满天神佛。
And the Buddhism religion also have many, many idols.
我告诉你
，I'm telling you，
没有一个人能够记住超过100偶像的名字。
No one can remember more than 100 names of the idols.
你去问问那些拜偶像的人。
So go ask those people who worship those idols.
叫他告诉你100偶像的名字。
Let him tell you say about 100 idols' name.
他能够说出100偶像的名字，我请他吃牛肉面。
If they can say 100 idols' name, I will treat him with a bowl of beef noodle.
我的重点是包容不能够用在。这个敬拜独一真神这个真理上不能够用在这上。
Now I'm focusedly talking about acceptance and inclusiveness are not talking about who is the true God we're worshiping for.
这是真理的问题。
That is the truth.
允许我说。
Please let me say.
真理是不会被歪理所扭曲。
The truth won't be twisted by the untruth.
我们的神是和我们有关系的神。
The God we're worshiping for has a relationship with us.
因为是他造了亚当夏娃。
Because he created Adam and Eve.
而且是按照他的形象来造我们。
And also Adam and Eve were created by by God's own image.
但是呢，不信。
But here's that.
亚当夏娃犯罪了。
Adam and Eve committed to sin.
所以我们人类就被这个罪所控制，所辖制住。
Therefore, sin had been in control our human beings.
所以各种七情六欲通通跑出来了。
So all kind of emotion and desires all come out.
只要我喜欢，有什么不可以呢？
Well, as long as I like it, what's wrong with it?
这就充分说明了人是以人为中心的思想。
That totally say, as a human being, we're always me-oriented.
人觉得自己很厉害，很了不起。
Human being felt I'm the greatest.
所以以前的人就要造一个巴别塔来宣扬啊，来啊，这个广告人有多棒。
In the past, the people built the Tower of Babel.That's to promote that, hey, as a human being, we are the greatest.
巴别塔充分地说明了人的狂傲，人的膨胀。
The Tower of Babel, it was a representation of a human being's self-pride.
当然，以后各种偶像也跑出来了。
Of course, later on, all sorts of idols came out.
所以人类呢，就掉在这种满天神佛的大坑中不能够自拔。
Therefore, human beings were fall into this big trap of a full of different idols.
这是一个事实。
That was the truth.
所以说，人类历史的悲剧就是因为人不要神。
The tragedy of a human being's history was human being disregard God, departed from God.
人不要神，人离弃神，是因为人自己想要做神。
Human being departed from God, disregard God. That's because human being wanted to be God by themselves.
人想要掌控一切。
Human being want to be in charge of everything.
看看人类历史上的独裁者，不都是这样子吗
？Look at all the historic dictators. They were the same.
那我们忘记了，我们人是非常渺小。
They forgot.We are people, human beings. We are truly tiny.
我们忘记了，我们人是被神所造。
We forgot we are created by God.
如果不是神的怜悯，我们通通会灭亡。
If it's not because God's amazing grace, all the people has already been perished.
诺亚方舟不是很好的例子吗
？The Ark of Noah was a good example.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So God.Please, please give us mercy.
我们实在需要认真的悔改。
We need to sincerely and truly repent.
回转到独一的真神面前。
Returning back to the one and true God.
这样才能得到神的赦免，重新与神和好。
In this way, we can be forgiven by God and have good relationship with God again.
所以当先知撒母耳告诉以色列人他们必须悔改的时候
So when the prophet Samuel told Israelites they have to truly repent return back to God
那以色列人的反应如何呢
What were the responses by the Israelites
请大家、看撒母耳上的七章四到六节
So please look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 4 to 6
四到六节第四节，以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他路，单单的侍奉耶和华。撒母耳说：“要是以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。”他们就聚集在米斯巴，注意，打水浇在耶和华面前。当日禁食说：“我们得罪了耶和华。”于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。
So the Israelites put away their gods and Ashtoreth and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and will intercede with the Lord for you. When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that way, they fasted, and there they confessed.We have sinned against the Lord. Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel at Mizpah.
请注意第六节。
Please pay attention to verse 6.
他们就是以色列十二个支派所有的人都 都聚集在米斯巴这个地方。
When they had assembled at Mizpah, here they men the 12 tribes of Israel. They all assembled together at Mizpah.
他们在那里做两件事。
They assembled themselves there and they did two things.
第一件事情就是打水在耶和华面前。
The first thing they did is they drew water in front of the God.
那个意思就是要用水来洁净自己。
That means they want to use the water to purify themselves.
因为他们知道他们自己过去得罪了耶和华。
They knew in the past they sinned against God.
第二件事情呢？
The second thing what they did
就是他们禁食不吃饭。
Second thing they did is they fasted. They did not eat food.
你想想看，十二个支派那么多的人一起打水，打水还可以哈，不吃饭是一个不太容易做到的事。
Think about it. So many people, all from the 12 tribes of Israel, they drew water. Drew water, it was simple, but fasting, no food, that was not easy.
禁食祷告来表明他们真正的从内心的悔改。
Fast and pray in front of God.Showed they sincerely want to repent, return back to God.
诗人说，一颗忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
People say a broken and contrite heart, God will not disregard.
请大家来读诗篇三十四篇十八节。
Now let's read the book of Psalm, chapter 34, verse 18.
一起来，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
这一节经文对我有很大的意义。
This verse had big influence on me.
因为三十多年前我在三藩市的时候，就是因为这一节经文，我悔改重生得救。
35 years ago, I was in the city of San Francisco. Because of this verse,I confessed to God and repented and returned back to God.
感谢神，神光照我，看见我过去做了多少错事，说了多少不该说的话。
Thank Lord, He showed His light shine upon me and showed me how many bad things, bad choices I made, how many poor things, bad things I said.
所以那天晚上我就跪在神的面前悔改。
On that night.I kneel myself down in front of God and I repented.
当我一祷告的时候
When I prayed,
我整个心里面的一个大石头就整个放下来。
The huge stone inside of my heart falling down.
我感谢神，因为我知道神垂听了我悔改的祷告。
I thank God because I know God listened to my prayer.
一直到今天，我常常想，我是一个多么糟糕的人。
Until today, I often self-examine myself and say, "Hey, I'm such a poor person."
如果不是神的怜悯，不是神的赦免，我没有办法活到今天。
If it's not because God's mercy, amazing grace, and forgiveness, I could not live until today.
因为我年轻的时候非常的荒唐。
Because I did made many bad choices while I was young.
但是感谢神，神在这里应许我们怎么说呢？
But thank God.Here, God promised us.
他说：“耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性。你的灵性真正痛悔的人，神就悦纳。”
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit.
所以以色列人知道他们自己错。
So Israelites realized they were so wrong.
因此他们真实的悔改。
Therefore, they sincerely and truthfully repented.
这里讲到禁食祷告。
There talk about they fasted and pray in front of God.
其实禁食祷告是一个很好的操练。
Actually, fast and pray, they are good practice.
如果你的身体、你的肠胃没有问题的话
，Well, if your health permits,
你不妨一个礼拜可以试一个晚上不吃饭。
Once per week, you can try to miss one dinner per week.
当然，你不吃饭不是为了减肥的缘故。
Of course, you miss one dinner not for the purpose of on diet.
而是把你不吃饭的这二三十分钟拿出来祷告。
But utilize that 20 minutes you originally supposed to eat dinner, but now since you're fasting, use that time, that 20 minutes, to pray.
特别是当你遇到重大的事情的时候，是需要进食祷告。
Especially if you are experiencing some major issues in your life, you need to fast and pray.
今天在美国的基督徒也有很多人在操练进食祷告。
Nowadays, a lot of Christians in America they practice fasting and praying.
啊，比方像这个 Kingdom Connection 的这个。Pastor Genesee Franklin, 他在十几年前就在他的教会推动禁食祷告。
For example, the pastor of a organization church called Kingdom Connection, about more than 10 years ago, he encouraged all his congregations to fast and pray.
啊，这也是一个很好的牧师啊。
He was a great pastor.
讲道也很好，你们也可以有机会上网去听听。
He always have a great sermon, so if you can get a chance, go online and listen to his sermons.
十几年前他就出了好几本书关于禁食祷告。
More than 10 years ago, he published several books about fasting and praying.
鼓励啊弟兄姐妹啊开始操练。
Encourage brothers and sisters to practice fasting and praying.
刚开始你可以啊吃一点水果或者喝一点果汁。
At the very beginning, you are allowed to drink some juice and eat some fruits.
从一顿晚饭不吃啊，到两顿晚饭不吃，慢慢一步一步的来啊，操练。
Starting from just skip one dinner, and later on skip two dinners, little by little, step by step to practice fasting and praying.
啊，过去呢，我也有机会操练过两天的禁食祷告。
In the past, I practiced to be fasting and praying in 2 days.
果然灵里面呢比较清澈，灵里面呢比较清爽。
Obviously, I feel much more pure and light in my spiritual life.
特别是在你不吃饭的这个时间，好好的来读圣经，来祷告，来亲近神。
Especially during the time you are fasting, utilize those time to be close to God, to pray in front of God.
因为你肚子里面没有东西的时候，你的这个精神，你的灵里面呢，就能够集中与神的一个关系。
Because when there is no food in your stomach, your body, you can focus all your spirit to be close to God.
所以，如果你身体没有问题的话呢，我鼓励你呢，不妨开始操练禁食祷告。
So if your health permits, I encourage you to slowly to start the practice of fasting and praying.
特别我们的 VBS 啊，我们这个儿童暑期的这个 VBS 快开始了。
Especially, the major outreach of our church this summer VBS will start very soon.
啊，如果你愿意的话，鼓励你啊，一个晚上不吃饭，来专门为 VBS 来祷告。
So I encourage you, if your health permits, skip one dinner, utilize that time and pray in front of God.
你会发现那个效果是不同。
You can tell it is very different. It's very efficient.
大家都知道，在韩国的韩国基督徒啊，他们三天五天不吃饭进食祷告是非常平常的事情。
Do you know in South Korea, a lot of sincere Christians they fast and pray for 3 to 5 days. Those are common practice.
所以只要你身体没有问题的话啊，我建议你不妨可以操练一下。
So if your health permits.I encourage you to practice fasting and pray.
帮助你有一个新的突破，一个新的经历。
You can have a new breakthrough, new experience.
好，我们再回到撒母耳记上的七章三节。
Now let's come back. We turn back to the first book of Samuel, chapter 7, verse 3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。”
So the book of First Samuel, chapter 7, verse 3, and Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts,Then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the astaroths, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
请问什么叫做专心归向耶和华？
So I asked you, what does sincerely repent and return back to God? What does that mean?
就是你心无杂念的专专单单的注视在神的身上。
That means you have no other desires, but purely focus yourself to God.
很多人都有这个体验。
Well, you, a lot of people have this kind of experience.
礼拜天敬拜的时候。
On Sunday, when you come to worship.
人坐在这里。
You sit at the church.
心里面不知道想到哪里去了。
Well, who knows what are you thinking at that time?
啊。敬拜是敬拜。
So, yeah, you physically come here to worship.
啊，这个做完礼拜，你问他说，今天牧师讲的题目是什么
？So after worship, you ask him, "What is the topic of today's sermon by the pastor?"
完全不记得。
Have no idea. Don't remember a thing.
因为他人在这里，心想到别的地方。
Because you're physically sitting here, but your mind has been drifting away.
有这种情形发生吗
？Well.Things like that happen a lot.
啊，或者是更糟糕的是拿起手机来在上面看自己的。
Or even worse, you bring up your cell phone and started to stream online.
如果基督徒来到教堂是来敬拜基督，单单在这一个多小时都会分心，那你如何专心来敬拜神呢
？Well, as a Christian, even though it's only one and a half hours on Sunday morning.During this worship time, you couldn't focus yourself on worshiping God. What else as a Christian you can do?
那我真的很担心，从礼拜一到礼拜六，有多少时间你会想到单单想到神
？Then from Monday through Saturday, how many times you ever even think about God?
我们人的问题是什么呢
？What is our problem?
哎呀，去照这个 CT scan。发现一个大的黑影，这个时候哦，赶快祷告。
Well, when you went to the medical facility, you had a CT scan and find out there is a big mass in your body, and at that time, you think about God.
哦，接到小孩的电话，他出了一个大车祸，这个时候怎么样？赶快想到神祷告。
When you received a phone call from your child, the child was in big car crash. Then at that time, you think about God and start to pray.
专心侍奉神，专心依靠神的意思是把神放在我心中的第一位。
Purely and sincerely, and only serve and pray to God. That means you put God on your first priority, all your soul, all your heart.
因为我们口口声声称耶稣是我们的主。
Because we always say by our mouth, by our words, Jesus is our Lord.
他不仅仅是礼拜天的主，也是我们每一天生活的主。
Jesus is not only just the Lord for us on Sunday. Jesus is our Lord every single day.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, you say Amen.
他是我们生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
我们的好处不在他以外。
What we can benefit, nothing.Nothing else if it's away from him.
他说他的恩典够我们用，就是够我们用。
He said his blessings are enough for us. That's truly enough.
但是他看重的是我们的心嘛。
But he really, really focuses on our hearts.
一个真正爱主的人，主是知道。
A person, if this person truly loves God, God knows it.
那我们不但要爱主，而且我们怎么样？要侍奉主。
Not only love God, we also need to serve God.
因为这里Samuel 也劝勉以色列人说。
And here Samuel told the Israelites.
要单单的侍奉主。
He said, "Serve your Lord only."
那这也提醒我们要思想五个问题。
Now it reminded us five things.
第一个就是我们侍奉神的动机是什么
？So what is the motive of your serving God, serving Lord?
第二个是我们用什么样的态度来侍奉神呢
？What kind of attitude do you have when you serve God？
第三个是侍奉的人需要什么样装备呢
？As a servant, when you serve God, what can you do to equip yourself？
第四个是在教会里面如何和别人来搭配侍奉
？In the church, when you serve God, how do you co-work with other people to serve God together？
第五个就是什么叫做本位的侍奉呢
？What do we set？For the standard for serving.
好，我们回到第一个。
Let's come back to the first point.
就是你侍奉的动机是什么
？What is the motive of your serving God?
我们知道我们侍奉主呢，不是自我表现。
We know we serve God not to promote ourselves.
也不是因为我个人的一个兴趣。
Not because that's my personal interest.
我们侍奉主是单单想要报答主的恩典。
We serve God because we want to repay and pay back God's blessings.
这个很重要。
That's very important.
因为我单纯的想要报答主对我的厚恩。
I just purely want to repay the great blessings God has been blessing to me.
所以如果别人怎么批评我，怎么误会我。我都没有关系。
No matter how other people criticize me, I don't care.
因为我知道我要向主交代，有一天我所做的一切是对主来交代。
Because I know I need to be responsible to my Lord. Whatever I do, I need to be responsible to my Lord.
其实，在侍奉主的道路上也充满了很多的试探和诱惑。
Actually, on the journey of serving God, there are full of trials and temptations.
当然也有很多的困难。
Of course, there are a lot of difficulties.
但是我们要学习保罗的榜样。
But we need to learn from Apostle Paul.
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
保罗说，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul said, I did not disobey the vision from the heaven.
因为保罗在大马色遇见了主以后。
Because when Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
保罗的生命就整个被翻转了。
The life of Paul had totally turned around.
所有的困难，所有的这个委屈，他都觉得没有关系。
All the difficulties, all the sadness, he did not mind at all.
因为他接受了神的呼召，他要报答神的恩典，所以他勇往直前，知道为主行道。
He was called by God, and he wanted to repay the blessings God had been given to him. That's the reason why he sacrificed.
那今天我们服侍主的动机和持续不断的动力是什么？
So today, what is the motive of you serving God, and what is the encouragement coming from to keep serving God?
这一点你要想清楚。
Well, you need to think about it. That's a very important point.
第二个就是我们用什么样的态度来侍奉主呢？
Secondly, what kind of attitude you need to have when you serve God?
当然是用一个谦卑顺服的态度来侍奉主嘛。
Of course, with a humble and obedient attitude when you serve God.
这就说明了为什么祷告这么重要。
That shows why prayer are so important.
因为不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠什么？神的灵怎么样？方能什么成事
？Because it's not because of your talents, not because of your knowledge.
我们做神的工要必须要依靠神，所以要祷告。
We are doing God's word. That's the reason why we need to pray.
因为不是靠我自己有多大的本领。
Not just by me, how talented I am.
不是依靠才能，不是依靠势力，乃是依靠神的圣灵方能成事。
Not by talents, not by the power and authority, only on God's Holy Spirit it will make it.
圣灵为什么会做事呢？因为是我们众弟兄姐妹一起来恳求神自己来动工。
Because all the brothers and sisters sincerely pray that God you work.
所以求主帮助我们看重祷告，常常祷告，操练祷告，进食祷告，不断的祷告。
So all the brothers and sisters, let us focus on prayer and keep praying on the daily life, fasting and praying.
我们教会要复兴，第一步就是要从祷告开始复兴。
If our church need to beIf our church wants to be thriving, first step, all the brothers and sisters, we need to pray more.
而且我们要认定是按照神的时间表，按照神的方式去做。
And we need to realize the things need to be done according to God's timetable.
这样你就会看见神的荣耀。
Then you will see the glory of God.
第三个就是侍奉的人需要什么装备呢？
Thirdly, when you are servant, when you serve, how do you equip yourself?
两方面。
Two things.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
需要真理上和生命上的装备。
There are two things you need to equip yourself by truth and by life.
机会来了。
Here are the opportunities.
鼓励大家赶快报名基督生平的课程。
Now please register for the class of the life of Jesus.
就是11月15到17，就是一个 weekend 时间而已。
only November 15th to November 17th, only one weekend.
啊，这是一个很好的、很有深度的神学课的一个延伸课。
It's a good theological lesson. It's an extension.
啊，很好记嘛，就十一月十五号这个月中啊，礼拜五一个晚上，礼拜六一天。礼拜天的下午就是一个密集的，但是提供的很好来装备的一个机会。
It's very easy to remember. It's in the middle part of November, November 15th. What is going to be Friday, then Saturday, November 16th, then Sunday, November 17th. It's a very concentration. It's a very concentration of lessons about the life of Jesus.
那芝加哥的牧师他们愿意啊开五个小时来到我们当中来啊带领。
The pastors from the Chicago churches, they are willing to drive 5 hours come to our church to lead us to study this lesson.
所以鼓励你赶快向老邱报名。
So please, I encourage all of you go to rush to Brother Jack to register.
啊，这个基督生平一共有六册。
There are totally 6 lessons, 6 books for the Jesus, the life of Jesus.
你一定要上完了第一册以后才能上第二册。
You only can finish, complete the first book, then you can go on to the second book.
你上完了第二册才能上第三册。
Of course, after you complete the second book, then you can go on to the third book.
弟兄姐妹，主这么爱你，求主帮助我们愿意拿出这个时间来好好装备自己。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God love you so much. Please, you know, put aside this time.And learn about this book of the life of Jesus.
当然也鼓励你参加礼拜五的小组查经。
Of course, I encourage you to participate our Bible study organized by the Friday small groups.
还有你每天的灵修啊，也是不可少。
And of course, it is essential to study Bible on the daily life.
在真理上和生命上两方面的装备。
So both by the truth and the life experience, you need to.
会改变我们的生命
Your life will be changed.
越来越像主耶稣
More and more like Jesus Christ's life.
第四个重点是在教会中如何和别人搭配呢
Fourthly, how do you co-work together with other co-workers when you serve God in the church?
我最近花了很多的时间看了很多的书
Recently, I spent a lot of time read a lot of books.
也上这个 online 啊，到处去啊，去学习。
And also, I stream online and try to learn from it.
我发现需要建立一个团队的服事非常重要。
So I more and more realize it is very important to have a team to work together to serve God.
教会里面一定就是我两年以前分享，一定要有一个团队。
In the church, we need to have a team to serve God.
无论是我们这个录像的、录音的，要有一个团队。
For example, like the team of videos and other serving things, we all need to have a team.
我们这个负责管理饭菜的、午餐的，也需要一个什么团队
？Of course, the people who serve to prepare the lunch, we need to have a team.
因为你不可能把这么多事情只给一个人去做。
It's a heavy work. You cannot all load it to one person.
所以一定要建立一个合一美好的团队，一起来侍奉。
So you need to have a one strong team. We work together toward this serving.
大家一起来，我强调，一起来服侍是一件很棒的事情。
When we all work together to serve together, it is a great thing.
啊，我们也要帮陈教授多 recruit 一点这个诗班的成员呢。
And we need to help Professor Chan to recruit more.
啊，这也是一个团队的侍奉。
So it's a, you know, team serving spirit.
那么在这个侍奉的过程中，我们可以看见神的恩典。
During this serving, we can tell God is truly blessing us. We can see the amazing grace by God.
有的时候是等我们回过头来看的时候。
A lot of times is we have done those, then we look back.
那我们就看见神的作为是非常奇妙。
We can see the miracles.
而且在这个过程中，我们可以学习互相搭配，彼此搭配来服侍。
And we can learn during this process, we will work together to serve God together.
合一永远是教会复兴的基础。
Union is the fundamentals of church thriving.
所以学习和不同的人一起同工是一个很好的操练。
So it's a great practice to learn to work together with all different kinds of people.
在这个过程中，我们就学习怎么样体谅别人、宽容别人，而且多说鼓励的话、造就的话。
So during this process of serving together, we will learn how to care for each other, how to love each other, how to say more encouraging words toward each other.
请大家来读彼得前书四章十节。
Now let's read the first book of Peter.
好，中文一起来。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做上帝百般恩赐的好管家。
Chapter 4, verse 10. First Peter, chapter 4, verse 10. Okay. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully as children God's grace on its various forms.
来，大家就把这个周报拿下来，就是今天的背诵经文，我们再读一下，好不好？
So let's read together. It's actually at our church bulletin.
好，就是今天的背诵经文在最下面哈。
So if you look at here, memory verse, First Peter verse 4, chapter 4, verse 10.
好，我们一起再读一遍来。你们要做神各样恩赐的好管家，个人所造领受的恩赐彼此服侍。
Each of you should use whatever gift you have received.Serve others as a faithful servant of God's grace in its various forms.
我特别强调彼此服侍。
Here, I want to focus on serve each other.
彼此服侍就是我们互相怎么样服务嘛。
Well, serve each other means we care for each other, help each other.
你把你的恩赐拿出来，我把我的恩赐拿出来，他把他的恩赐拿出来，我们互相服侍，整个教会呢就建立起来。
You have a gift from God. He has a gift from God. She has a gift from God. All bring it together, work together to serve God. Our church will be thriving.
所以如果你现在没有任何服事的话，拜托你来跟牧师讲一下。
So now if you're not serving anything, please come to me and tell me.
我一定帮助神给你的恩赐来发挥你的服事。
I will help you to identify the gift from God and put into use.
第五个是什么叫做本位的侍奉呢
？So number five, what are the standards for serving? What kind of standard would you set for serving?
本位的侍奉就是在你工作上，你好好的工作，就是在服侍神呢。
That means when you work, you do your job precisely, greatly. That means you're serving God.
从宏观的角度来讲，生活就是在服侍神。
From macro point of view, when you live, that is part of serving God.
啊，我必须要提到这位美国的前几任的总统卡特先生。
I have to mention the previous in the U.S. There's a President Carter.
大家知道卡特是很好的基督徒。
President Carter, he is a great Christian.
你看那个图片，你们告诉我他在做什么
？So look at picture. You tell me what is President Carter doing?
啊，你们知道他的新闻，你们告诉我他在做什么
？So you know their news.
啊
，What is he doing?
盖房子，哎。
He's building houses.
卡特总统从他这个卸任以后，他经常在美国各地，甚至全世界各地义务帮别人盖房子。
After President Carter completed his presidency, he left the position of the President of the United States of America. He started to travel around the United States in the world.To help people to build houses.
他今年91岁了，跟他的夫人仍然在义务的帮别人盖房子。
This year, President Carter, he is 91 years old. Together with his wife, he is helping a lot of people to build houses.
他不用说什么，当我们看见他这样的做的时候，怎么样？我们对他就有一个非常这个啊尊敬的心情。
He doesn't need to say a word. When we see his actions.Naturally, we have such a huge and great respect toward him.
这就是我讲的本位侍奉。
That is the standard of serving.
啊，他不像一些这个很有钱的人，他们尽情的挥霍，这个酒池肉林啊，简直是过一个很浪费、很糟糕的生活。
Not like those rich people, all they do is to spend their money, spend their fortune, have a luxurious life. He did not do that.
卡特总统把神给他的恩赐啊，他很会啊，这个做这个啊木材的造房子呢，他拿出来跟他的夫人到处去帮助有需要。
President Carter utilized the gift he got from God, which is he's a great carpenter, he's a great builder. He utilized those gifts to build houses for others.
这样的基督徒的夫妇生活有见证。
Those great Christian couples.They are the great witness for God.
所以我常常说，在教会里面是侍奉，在教会外面一样也是侍奉。
So I always say, in the church you can serve, outside the church you also can serve.
因为本位侍奉就是我们每一天的生活，我们的工作就是在服侍神。
The truth of serving is every day you live, you can serve God.
就像哥罗西书那里提醒我们的
Just like the book of Colossians
啊，
Colossians
哥罗西书的3:23
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 23
啊，我们一起读一下
Let's read together
来，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
无论你在公司上班，你姐妹在家里带孩子，你心里是为着主做的，意义就大大不一样。
No matter you work in the company or a lot of sisters stay home, whatever you do it with all your heart for God.
啊，我们常常听人说，人在做，天在看。
We often say people say, "Hey, you act."The Lord in heaven will see it.
没错，人在做呢，神在看。
Of course, when you do it, God will see it.
你的动机是纯正的。
If your motive is very pure.
你的态度是谦卑的。
If your attitude is humble.
你知道你是在为主做。
You know you're doing it to serve God.
主必悦纳你所做。
God will be pleased by what you have done.
今天的题目是真心的悔改和忠心的侍奉。
Today the topic of the sermon is truthful repentance and faithful service.
哎，我们看一下 PowerPoint 有五个重点。
Let's look at PowerPoint. There are four important things.
啊，第一个是我们侍奉的动机是什么
？Number one, what is the motive of our serving God?
请大家回应是什么
？So please respond.
报答主恩。
Of course, is to repay back the God's blessings.
第二，我们用什么态度来侍奉神
？So secondly, what kind of attitude when you serve God?
什么态度？请大家回应。
What kind of attitude?
谦卑顺服。
Humble and obedience.
第三个，侍奉的人需要的装备是什么
？So if you serve God, what can you equip yourself?
啊，请大家告诉我，真理和生命两方面。
Of course, with the truth and the life experience.
第四个，如何与别人搭配呢
？How do you work together with other coworkers to serve God?
大声一点，爱与包容。
Of course, with the love and acceptance.
第五个，什么叫做本位侍奉
？So number five, what do we set the standard for serving?
哎，你们来告诉我，认真工作和圣洁。
Serve wholeheartedly and live righteously.
恭喜大家都得到了标准答案。
So, thank you, congratulations. You all get the standard of the correct answers.
我们互相鼓励，一起来侍奉这一位恩典慈爱的主。
So let's work together to serve this one and the only true God, full of amazing grace.
我们同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
天父，我们众人在这里敬拜你，仰望你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we all get together here. We look up on you and we worship you.
如果我们过去有得罪你的地方，求你赦免。
So in the past we sinned against you, please forgive our sins.
我们要常常来敬拜你，来尊崇你。
We need to always worship you, and we need to come here to worship you.
特别当我们在一起来赞美你的时候。
Especially when we come together.
我们相信美好的事就要发生。
We will know the good things will happen.
因为你是爱我们到底的主。
Because you are the God who loves us deeply.
你 你是又真又活的主。
You are the alive God. You are the true God.
而且你是独一的真神。
You are the one and the only true God.
我们在这里一起来敬拜你，赞美你，感谢你。
We're gathered together here. Together we worship you. We praise you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.